thank you all very much. This brings us to the end of the agenda. Oh, wait a minute, there's one other thing. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to rush it. Okay, for this very brief agenda item,
yes.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Yes, as I said earlier, it's easy. Just a little background. Certainly Dr. Neal knows quite about this issue. There has been a raid, I'll call it, on blue line tilefish stocks in the mid-Atlantic, which are off our coast as well. And this was first noticed when 240,000 pounds of long-lined tilefish showed up in New Jersey. This reverberated through the Mid-Atlantic Council. The Mid-Atlantic Council is trying to figure out what to do. The chairman of the Mid-Atlantic Council is former commission member Richard Robbins, who served a little over 8 years on this commission. He requested that staff propose to the commission that it endorse a letter to the Mid-Atlantic Council asking for conservation measures for these stocks. I will not read the letter into the record, but you have the letter there, and in essence, what it's asking for is that what Virginia and Maryland have already established, which is fairly good conservation back in 2007, A, to have a 7-fish recreational limit, and the other part is to have a commercial limit of 300 pounds, which does not lead to a directed fishery, that Maryland followed 1 year after that, but no other states in the Mid-Atlantic have those regulations. A letter has already been sent to the other states a couple of weeks ago asking them to conform. There really hasn't been a whole lot of feedback on that. Tomorrow, there will be a 3.5-hour webinar, which will probably truly be amazing in that you're going to have polarization to the maximum in viewpoints. There have already been a lot of letters from North Carolina fishermen saying that the stock assessment is faulty, data is bad, why do anything? The real point here is, someone put it very simply, the effort that was in North Carolina, which helped extirpate those stocks there and led to the South Atlantic Council putting a 1-fish recreational limit and strict commercial limits, those same removals have moved to the Mid-Atlantic and off our coast as well. And so there's a possibility there could be an emergency regulation where National Marine Fisheries Service could close commercial fishery altogether. There's also a possibility that the recreational fisheries could be reduced as well. What the letter says at the end is that once the other stocks along the Mid-Atlantic are tended to with conservation management, that Virginia may also look to do some further reductions. But right now, we've been sitting for 8 years with a very good set of regulations. So it's something that the letter was written to the director of the Mid-Atlantic Council, Dr. Christopher Moore. It's a letter that would be signed by your commissioner, but it includes all of you acknowledging that you would support this letter. And I know that Mr. Robbins would be happy to hear that you have that support. Staff would as well. We've worked very hard. Joe Grist, back in 2007, really helped us through some rough times with tilefish and grouper, and is very knowledgeable. And we'll have to see where this heads starting tomorrow and then down the road a little bit. But this is a very important fishery, and it's just a shame to think that it can be ruined fairly easily. These are fairly long-lived fish. You know, they're cluster fish. They can be taken out pretty readily. So that is a request from staff, and any questions or comments?
I got a question. Mr. Sessions.
Rob, just how did we get to this point? Did you say what tripped this letter? In other words, the rate on tilefish?
The tipping point was that effort that had been in the South Atlantic moved up to the Mid-Atlantic and started to extract stocks from the Mid-Atlantic. And there are no regulations in our other sister states above Maryland so that they could go out repeatedly, harvest fish, and bring them in on a commercial basis.
And sell them up.
New Jersey was the site where they've been sold so far, yeah.
To put it simply here, we've been very responsible with this fishery. Other states in near proximity to us have not been, and their bad actors are moving this way.
And I guess the other thing is regulations are coming, and it's just a matter of who is going to enact them.
Yeah, right.
And so if the Mid-Atlantic does not take swift action, the South Atlantic Council is, and we do not want that.
We do not want a one-fish limit in Virginia for Virginia fishermen offshore. It is the South Atlantic's jurisdiction, the way things stand right now for their species. So the Mid-Atlantic is trying to get involved pretty quickly.
I'll make a motion to approve the commission sending this letter to the Mid-Atlantic Council.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes?
Thank you very much.
As well. Motion passes. Thank you very much. When we triple check the agenda here, I believe we've reached the end of our limit. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your endurance.